With this tape, you will be strengthening your range. It is also for the purpose of having fun making a wide variety of sounds while developing your comfort with being able to do so effortlessly. Continue to keep in mind that the stronger your ribcage expansion is, the more flexible and relaxed your throat area can be. And of course, that will allow your vocal folds to dance freely, springing the sounds you intend to create. Also remember that listening to yourself and hearing yourself are two different matters. By listening to yourself, you are attempting to receive sound rather than intend and produce it. As you can see, by listening to yourself, there will be no one home creating the sounds. This is backwards. You must intend your sounds. Let your audience listen. You play your instrument and you will be able to hear your sound and gain much pleasure in getting the sounds you want. Physical effort and push in singing is not intention. Don't hold your sound in your throat. The vocal folds produce your sound. They are located just behind your Adam's apple. Know that your vowel sounds are produced there, and you need not make or force them to come from there. Physical sensation is an effect, not a cause. We are working with causes and letting our sound soar free from the cause. Just say the vowels on the pitch and let the sound go free. At any point in any of the exercises, if you find that the range becomes uncomfortable, that you're straining, just take it to the point that you're comfortable. Let the tape do its thing, come back to where you're comfortable and pick it up from there. As you spend time doing the exercises, day after day, your range will increase and you will be able to pick up more range till finally you'll be able to do the entire tape. So don't worry about it if you can't do the whole thing right now. Okay, here we go.